Shop the Sherwin-Williams Winter Sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 9th through the 19th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Looking at our stories. Governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Johnson Esiama, has revealed that interest rates could reduce further from the current levels. This, he believed, is to be in line with the second round effect of recent policy rate cuts and improved economic environment. Answering questions from Parliament's Public Accounts Committee, Dr. Esiama insisted that commercial banks are also responding to the recent policy rate cuts.
Madam Chair, on the contrary, data suggests otherwise. Credit conditions are easing. At our last MPC meeting, end of November, it was reported that average lending rates had declined to 22.2% compared to 30.5% a year earlier. So on the contrary, things are actually getting better. Lending rates are on the decline. The GRR, the Ghana reference rate, has come down sharply. And it's now around 15% or thereabout. So, Madam Chair, we are on the bend. The lending activity by the banks is following the general stabilization, the general decline in other interest rates. We hope to see more of this as we go on. Now, talking about that, there are channels through which these monetary policy impulses get transmitted. For example, the exchange rate is one channel. It's quite a strong one in Ghana. The pass-through is quite rapid. Then you have the lending channel, you have the interest rate channel, and also the expectations channel. We believe that all these channels are working in unison. And that's why we are seeing the progress that we are making.
Dr. Johnson Esiama is the governor of the Bank of Ghana. Still at the central bank, they have reminded commercial banks that the renewal of their foreign exchange trading license will be tied to strict compliance of the current market regulations. More from a statement issued by the central bank.
The Bank of Ghana, in a statement, noted it has been forced to take this action because of some identified weaknesses in the internal control procedures governing the processing and reporting of foreign currency transfers. It believes these deficiencies have heightened reputational risk, which has gone a long way to undermine the foreign market. The Bank of Ghana again reminded all licensed dealer banks to strengthen their internal control measures for foreign currency transactions. Some of the key regulations that the bank should comply with or risk losing their licenses include ensuring that all transactions are subject to appropriate anti-money laundering and combating the financing of terrorism checks, as well as ensuring that all suspicious activities are promptly reported. Central Bank also reminded all licensed dealer banks failure to comply with these directives may attract sanctions in accordance with the Banks and Specialized Deposit Taking Institutions Act, Act 930, and the Foreign Exchange Act 2006, Act 723.
You heard a Business Desk report. Banking consultant Dr. Richmond Itiahene has backed a push for the review of Gold Board's trading model, insisting it would have a significant impact on currency stability and reserve accumulation. His comment follows a call by the governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Johnson Esiama, appealing to the finance minister to consider a sustainable financing structure for Gold Board's trading model. Speaking to Joy Business, Dr. Itiahene stated that the move would help Ghana settle most of its debts.
All things being equal, if the geopolitics go on as is going on, gold, as I'm told, from bullion market, is going to go to $5,000 per ounce by, I think, half of this year. If that goes that way, it means we can build our reserves at 20 billion for the next 2 years. And if you get 20 billion, then you'll be able to think of paying off your debt. Because the debt is becoming a debt overhang, especially with the euros and the other things. So if the more we can accumulate the reserve in terms of selling the gold and getting the foreign currency, the more we can go and pay some of our debt so that we come out of this debt checking or debt overhang that we have over the years.
Dr. Richmond Itiahene is a banking consultant. To one of our lead stories, three petroleum production companies operating in the country's oil fields are in court over the payment of a $2 million surface rental charge to the state. these companies are challenging the payment of these charges despite ending their contracts in Ghana. Answering questions from Parliament Accounts Committee, Commissioner General of the Ghana Revenue Authority, Anthony Sapon, said everything is being done to recover the said amount.
Because the audit have commenced, we have raised assessment on these entities. So we are aware in terms of areas that we believe these entities should pay taxes. But the entities have also challenged, we raised some of the issues. They are challenged by the entities. And fairly, with the taxpayer having the right to a fair challenge, we then have to go through the whole length of the process with them. In respect of the three entities that are mentioned, the audits have been conducted, but there are various issues that the entities have raised at various arbitration level, and the matters are ongoing. And until the arbitration processes are closed, we are not able to also formally close the audit. But the actual operational audit has been done, and we have raised the issues.
Anthony Sapong is the Commissioner General of the Ghana Revenue Authority. And to some other stories, Office of the Registrar of Companies has justified their decision to charge companies over the failure to submit their beneficial ownership information. This follows criticisms by some businesses which argue that the move could affect compliance. But the Registrar, Mami Sama Pipra, disagrees. She's been speaking to Joy Business.
When you give your details of beneficial ownership, you are giving the details of people who are directly and indirectly aligned with shares of the companies. It helps to prevent corruption. You give details on politically exposed individuals so that you'll be able to trace people to what they have done with their shares in the companies and whether they've acted in good standing or in good faith. Now, it also boosts investor confidence in the country. Most jurisdictions enforce beneficial ownership status, and that when they are coming to invest in countries like Ghana, they do the KYC of understanding who are the beneficial owners of companies. Now, when they don't know about some of these details, they shy away from our companies. They shy away from investing in the country. So it goes a long way of boosting investments in the country.
You heard Registrar of Office of the Registrar of Companies, Mami Sama Pipra there. Next is MoneyLab.
Hello, welcome to MoneyLab. My name is Paul Manti, Managing Director of EDC Investments Limited, a member of the Ecobank Group. We have been discussing financial independence, and today I want to share with you some steps you need to take towards financial independence. And I want to talk to you about the fact that you need to take a decision to become financially independent. That decision needs to be taken because poverty and riches are both based on decisions. If you don't decide to be rich, you will be poor. And the truth is that the lack of money is a major source of stress in our lives and relationships. We are very religious people. I know. We thank God for prayer and fasting. But you can pray and fast and still die of hunger. If you haven't taken that decision, take that decision today to become financially independent. Many thanks for making time for MoneyLab. And never forget, financial independence is possible.
And that's it for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. Imperial brings you the Asempa Super Motor Promo. From now till the 30th of April, win big with Imperial General Asempa Motor Promo. You can call them on 05776-67436 or 05776-67437 or 05776-67478. Or talk to your broker for further details. Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. This festive season, bills shouldn't scare you because you can enjoy free cash from Ecobank in the 5-star enjoyment promo. Simply deposit in multiples of 400 cedis or take a loan in multiples of 4,000 cedis to build points and enter a draw for a chance to win your share of 1.5 million cedis in cash and prizes, including 1-year insurance cover, gift vouchers, and multiples of 10,000 cedis. There is more. Customer who transacts with the Ecobank card or use the digital platforms enjoy up to 15% discounts on rides, experiences, events, and more. Don't miss out. tap into Vibes and be one of the 10,000 lucky winners in the EcoBank 5-star enjoyment promo. Deposit more, enjoy more. Promo runs from now to the 31st of January 2026. Terms and conditions apply. This promo is supervised by the NLA on the Caritas platform. EcoBank will never ask for your PIN or password. When in doubt, call 0800-003-225 for assistance. 0800-003-225. EcoBank, the Pan-African Bank. Always a delight serving you. I am Pius.